My brothers and sisters, so today in the Gospel, we heard of the episode of Jesus' transfiguration at Mount Tabor. And we ask why that the Lord Jesus had to transfigure to the disciples. Number one, his transfiguration, or the theological term, is theophany, or the revelation of God, it not for him, but for us. He's transfigured or revealed his glory through the words of the Father for us, so that when we doubt in ourselves, in the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, we look to the episode of the transfiguration, knowing who we believe and who we are called to be. We believe in the beloved Son of God who had came to save us, had died for us and redeem us. And in a way, whatever is being spoken about Jesus or for Jesus is also for us. If we are his disciples, if we are Christians, then we are also called to be beloved sons and daughters of God. That's who we are. And no one can ever take that away from us. We are God's beloved sons and daughters. And no one can ever take that dignity away from us, no matter how much the world is trying to tell us otherwise. No one can take that away. And we have heard the first reading from the book of Genesis about the calling of Abraham, or Abram, and God blessing and promise to him that if he would leave his own homeland and follow and go on a new journey, God will bless him with a new nation, a new people. But we ourselves have to ask ourselves, do we allow ourselves to trust in the promise and the word of God, or are we listening to other voices that tell us otherwise? The people, especially the young people in our age and time now, I have to admit, we are worried about what other people said about us or set up us. But we have not had the time to contemplate and listen to what God, our Father, had to say about us. And that's what Lent is about. It's a time of prayer, a time of silence. Just like in the desert is a place of prayer. The mountain is the place that God revealed himself to us and give us and tell us who we are. Today, Jesus transfigured to tell us who he is and who we can be if we believe in him. He is the beloved Son of God. And if we want to become beloved sons and daughters of God, we have to be like him. And that's it, the calling of contemplation, of reflection, and listening to God. Oftentimes in our prayer, we talk a lot, but we have not had the time to be silent, to listen to what God had to say about us and what he wants us to hear from him. Well, just like Peter, James, and John, they were there. They saw Jesus talking to Moses and Elijah, but they were too busy thinking of what to say that they had not listened to the conversation itself. So sometimes we already come to God with an agenda, with a plan, with what we want to say, that we have not had the time to listen to what he had to say. So that's what it means to discover allowing ourselves to listen to God and to let him tell us who we are. And today, in order to demonstrate that lesson, I would like to share with you one of my favorite movies, The Lion King. Who have watched The Lion King before? Raise your hand up. Okay, many of you have watched The Lion King before, right? So, who is the main character in The Lion King? Simba. Right? Simba is the main character, right? And who is his father? Mufasa, right? Mufasa is his father. And of course, many of you have watched already, so I'm not going to spoil anything for you. But, Mufasa died because his brother, Scar, wanted to take over the kingdom. And so Simba was in exile for many years, right? And when Simba was in exile for many years, he met his two little friends, Pumbaa and Timon, right? And they live a life with the philosophy that they call Mahana? What? Makuna Matata. Makuna Matata. It's me, no worry for the rest of your day, right? We remember that song. So they live a very worry-free life because he didn't want to look at his past. Until one day, he met his best childhood friend again, and he started to listen to what his father had to say. And there is one scene in The Lion King that really make a lot of theological sense. When he started to look at himself in the water, he saw the reflection of Mufasa, his own father. And then he started to look at the sky. Mufasa told him this. Mufasa said, "Simba." "Father," Simba replied, "Simba, you have forgotten me." But then Simba replied, "No, how could I?" Mufasa answered, "You have forgotten who you are, so you have forgotten me. Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become." And Simba asked, "How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be." Then Mufasa answered, "Remember who you are. You are my son and the one true king. Remember who you are." That became the conversion of Simba, and he became courageous, and he came back to fight for his people. It's what no longer a life of worry-free, but he became responsible. He looked for his father, and in his father, he knew who he was. He tried to run away from the image that his father wanted from him and of him, because he did not want to look at his past. But in looking at his past and remembering the love that his father has for him, he remembered who he was and who he is called to be. So again, that is the same thing for us. We sin when we look at other things, look at other people, look at other standards except God. But God is telling us, remember who you are. You are my son. You are my daughter, with whom I am well pleased. My brothers and sisters, that's what Lent is for. The time for us to discover or listen to God, to let him tell us who we are. Listen to his word and come back to him. Let us live a life that is filled with courage, a life that is filled with humility, a life that is filled with truth. Just like Simba, who let go of his worry-free lifestyle in order to carry out the mission that his father has for him, to reclaim his kingship. So we too are called to reclaim our identity in God. Let go of our fears, let go of who we are by whatever standard that did not come from God. Listen to him, return to him, have courage and fight the good fight. My brothers and sisters, look at Jesus Christ, the beloved Son of God, the one whom God is well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to what he had to say to us in the scripture, in prayer, in our own personal journey. Listen to us too. Deep within us, God is speaking to us. Listen. Open up your heart and let God speak to you and I, so that we can discover who we are. So that when we discover who we are as sons and daughters of God, whom are loved by God and are pleased by God. We can share that same love, that same joy, that same vocation, that same invitation to other people as well. My brothers and sisters, that is my challenge for you, and that is the challenge from your Heavenly Father. Listen to Him. Listen to Him, know who you are, have the courage to stand up and fight the good fight to reclaim your identity, your love, your self-worth, and your mission from your Heavenly Father.